Hey guys, please don't go anywhere. At the end of the show, we're going to go ahead and show you Gretchen's trailer for her book. I want to welcome you to the show today. This is Yaya Diamond. I am your host, and I'm so very excited to have an author illustrator on the show. I mean, I am the queen of stick figures, but if you put cubism in front of me, I'm pretty good with that too. I mean, but like drawing and illustrating, no, I can't do it. I won't do it. I'll hire someone to do it. But Gretchen seems to be an amazing person. And not only that, she has written a book, and I'm hoping that this is not her first, and I'm hoping surely that this is not her last. Welcome to the show, Gretchen. How are you?
Thank you. Hi, Yaya. It's really nice to talk to you. Really,
And
really.
You too, and it's good to hear you.
I know, finally. But thank you for managing that for me. Oh my gosh. Okay.
No problem. No problem. No worries at all. So tell us about yourself. I mean, we want to know how this all happened. Did you always want to be an author?
No, I always wanted to be an illustrator. I'm a drawer. I'm an illustrator by nature. Yeah.
Yeah. So wait. So you're an illustrator. So wait, how did this all happen?
You mean my book being both illustration and writing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I tried to do both. I learned how to write a book. I went to, I took a class, but yeah, I was illustrating from the time I was tiny. You know, if you ask other illustrators, they'll say the same thing. You wake up and you wear, where's my crayon? You know, where's my pencil? No, that's older, right?
It's older. Yeah, where's the eraser? Yeah, that doesn't belong in the pen. That's even older.
No, yeah. Yeah. Where's my crayon? I want my crayon, please. Yeah. That was what I was like as a girl, little tiny girl. Yeah.
Wow. That is amazing. I think that being an illustrator, like you said, does come from when you were, you know, when you are young. My daughter can draw and she can illustrate, and I am the queen of stick figures. It's just what it is.
That's so great. She must love being like so much better than you, at least one thing.
Well, she's much better at me at many things, not just the one thing. I mean, you know,
but she doesn't know that about you yet.
No, don't tell her.
Exactly, right? She knows
don't
about this one thing. She could take advantage of that.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. So tell us about yourself in a nutshell. And do you put yourself in the book itself? I mean, when you illustrate, when you write, do you see yourself in these, you know, characters in this illustration that you do?
Well, the one that we're talking about, One Bright Ring, absolutely, that little girl is me.
Oh.
But I've done things like recently I was doing an octopus. That is not me, you know.
I hope not.
So I don't only draw human girls, but I started with the little girl who sort of came from me. Yeah.
And I mean, okay, so a lot of people don't realize that, you know, a lot of times when we do write and illustrate, it is a little bit of ourselves in the book. I mean, what kind of triggered you to do this book like that?
Yeah, right. All right. Should I call you Yaya or should I call you Miss Diamond? No.
Oh, Yaya's fine.
Okay.
Just don't call me late for dinner, okay?
Yeah. So how did I put myself in this book? Is that what you asked me?
Yeah, how did that happen? How did you, you know, decide? What made you decide actually to put yourself within this book?
It's kind of unconscious, you know. Probably other authors have said that to you too, author illustrators. Mm-hmm. You know, you sort of, you know what you know, and that's what you write about is what you know. At least I think that's true of a lot of author illustrator people, you know. I know what it's like to lose something. I know what it's like to try to help, you know, those things. And so that's what I did in this book. It's like so just me. And really a lot of illustrators are like that too. Authors too. Like I listened to, sorry to go on and on and on. I'll try to make this
ahead.
Short, but you know, you listen to authors on the radio. I listen to the radio. And they tell you about, oh, this is how I, what inspired this particular book. And I'm like, oh, cool. I'm glad to know it. Like, for example, I don't know, Yaya, do you read science fiction?
I love sci-fi. I'm mostly a movie girl, but I do like to read the books after I watch the movie. I'm kind of backwards. Go ahead.
That's interesting. That is backwards, supposedly. So you read science fiction?
I love science fiction. I love sci-fi. I'm a big sci-fi buff. Yes, definitely. And the reason why I watch the movie first and then read the book later is because I want more. So I know the book has more, and I know the movie always misses it. So I like to go and get the pieces of the puzzles that I was missing. Instead of having the pieces of the puzzles and being disappointed in the movie, I'm not. See?
Yeah, totally. That's really interesting. Okay, so I like that you like sci-fi too, because I'm not a big sci-fi person, but I admire people who are. And did you watch, speaking of movies, and I really feel like I should read watch this movie, and that really is probably fantastic. But I'm gonna ask you about Oppenheimer.
I
Did you
haven't
watch
seen
it?
it yet. No, I haven't. No, I have to see it.
You feel that way?
I do.
I totally feel that way. I really want to see that movie. So, yeah. Anyway.
I want to see the movie, and then if there's a book, I want to read it because then I get more defined, like, definition, and I'm not disappointed. Like I said, it disappoints me when you get the book and you read the book and then you go and watch the movie and it's like not even 1/3 of whatever's in the book, maybe 1/4 of whatever's in the book is in the movie because they can't fit it. So to me, that's disappointing. I don't want
Yeah.
to be disappointed. I want to be overjoyed that I'm getting even more from the book than I got from the movie.
Yeah. So now I'll just like tell you something about myself. Because Oppenheimer, the real man, whose name I can't remember, his first name, they were doing their tests in Nevada. True? Do you remember? So I've been there. That's the only I'm going to say that I went there with a boyfriend. We were like driving across the country and we went right by, whatever that thing is called, where the tests were made. And so, yeah, it was cool to go there and to see that place. And I think by then he was dead, you know. Well, he's been dead for a while. So they had displays in the museum of the is one of them called Fat Boy, the missile?
I'm not sure. I don't know.
I'm not. Yeah, I can call you by your first name, right?
Yes, definitely.
So I'm not expecting you to know the names of these missiles, but I think one of them is called Fat Boy. I could be wrong. And I can't remember the other one. So after we hang up, I will go check. Are they Fat Boy and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, so that was in Nevada where those things were. Ta-da.
I do
Our
love
little program.
sci-fi.
What's that?
I said I do love sci-fi. I definitely do.
You
Definitely
do.
do.
That's cool that you love sci-fi. I wish I did. But you know what? You have to go to the right what? You have to read the right books. Which sci-fi titles do you like?
You know what? It's so funny because I like all the kid movies and the cartoons and the Transformers and the Marvel comics, and then I like mysteries and sci-fi mysteries. I mean, oh my gosh. And I like outer space kind of things where you can kind of figure it out, like, oh, how are they getting oxygen and how are
Oh,
they
that's
not like dying? And what about light years? How do they Did they fold the time?
yeah.
Did they figure that out? I mean, it's all that stuff. I love, love, love that. Oh
That's
yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
totally cool that you do that, that you love that.
Oh
That's
yeah.
great.
Oh yeah.
Also, because there's so much happening right now with the world in that people are thinking about, well, where else can I go? I mean, that's an actual topic, right? Like,
Oh
where
yeah.
to go? Where else?
So is
So,
this your only book?
yes, it
Yeah.
is.
Are you gonna do another one? You have to.
Yes, I will. I'm working on one. Laura, I might have told you. What is it called? The thing is, I can't remember the names of these books that I write. Ugh, sorry. And I get nervous too when I'm talking to people like you. So like,
Don't worry about it. I'm nobody.
it's not true that you're nobody, but you are there interviewing me, and so I have to be worried.
You don't. Come on, you got this. You got this, Gretchen. You got
This
this.
is You're a nice person. So I'm working on a book about, this is children's book kind of thingy about octopus. This one I
Okay.
believe is, I've called this one Octopus is Occupied. And so it's all the things that octopus is doing. And I have mommy octopus and little octopus too. So little octopus is the bad one, climbing up here and there in the cave. Whereas mommy is trying to dust and things with her octopus cleaning tools. Yeah.
That is
So
too cute.
I think that one's out. At least it'll be available to see pretty soon, actually. Yeah. So octopus, mommy octopus, little octopus, octopus is occupied. That's one I'm working on. And then I'm also working on, I don't know if you know who Miyazaki is. He's a Japanese artist. He's so, my, this is so good. I'm sorry. He's fantastic. So I'm working on, I'm inspired by him. So I'm working on a title that has to do with Miyazaki style. And so in my title, I've got two cats that I'm illustrating in the Miyazaki style. So I'm talking to you on my iPad. They're in here in my iPad. But I'm hoping to finish that pretty quickly.
That's
So yeah,
wonderful.
two Miyazaki style illustrations.
That is
And
so.
yeah, so that's what I'm working on. Probably other things too that I'm too nervous to even remember. Anyway, yeah.
It's all right. It's all right, Gretchen. I understand. I mean, I would be nervous too, but at the same time, this is a platform that is just in admiration of authors and people who are like in music and think people going after their dreams and their goals and not being afraid to do it. Like you, Gretchen, what kind of advice do you give people who may be a little shy or nervous or even kind of like, held back from being so afraid to go after their dreams? What do you tell them?
Well, I guess what I would tell them is you like to draw, and you probably do draw a person. People who like to draw, you know what I mean? So I would tell those people just keep drawing, and then you could also see about where you can post your drawings. Like, what can you do with your drawings if you want others to see you? So, yeah. But
Awesome.
really, I think that most people who like to draw, draw. In fact, I think, Laura, the person who introduced me to you, I think her daughter loves to draw, you
Right.
know? I think so. So she's drawing little one, drawing, 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 you know?
That is so good. That is so cool.
I think that's what they do, the little ones. I've been like that since I was like old enough to hold a crayon. You know, like some people who love to cook. As soon as they could hold a carrot or something, that's not
Yeah.
me. I'm just telling you that the materials are different, obviously, but that's what they do.
Definitely.
So,
Well, I have your website and I also have the Amazon link. I'm going to put that in the description box below and I'm going to let everyone see it and go there. Also, stay tuned for the end of the show and don't go anywhere when we put the trailer up at the end. I want to thank you so much, Gretchen, for being on the show. I truly appreciate you and your lovely, lovely book, One Bright Ring. Thank you so much. And I'm looking forward to the other one.
All right. Thank you so much, Yaya. It was great talking to you.
And you too. And thank you guys so much for tuning in. Don't forget to dare to be different. And until next time, guys, be good. Go after your dreams. Let's go. Come on. Chop chewy. Let's go.
A girl sees a man drop the ring he means to use to propose to his girlfriend. The little girl tries to give it back to him, but things keep getting in her way. Follow this brave girl, and count the obstacles she overcomes in her adventure to return the ring to its owner. One Bright Ring, written by Gretchen Gazer. Available at Amazon.